Texte numéro 71. Medical tourism is booming. I was on hold to the doctor when I watched an Instagram video where a travel influencer with pink hair documented one of the greatest things we've ever done, which turned out to be a 3-day comprehensive medical checkup in Turkey. The influencer has had so much interest in this post, she's organising group trips. This year, the medical tourism industry was valued at $47 billion and is forecast to be worth more than $111 billion in 5 years' time. Partly, this is because of the struggle to get treatment in the UK or the cost of going private. Last year, a woman who'd gone to Lithuania for a knee replacement rather than lingering on the NHS waiting list told The Observer, "The driver here is that people are in pain. This is not medical tourism, it's medical desperation." Partly it's because of that, partly it's because the countries offering package deals are investing seriously in tempting tourists with tax breaks and glossy influencer ads. Elise Hu, author of Flawless: Lessons in Looks and Culture from the K-Beauty Capital, wrote about the Korea Tourism Organization's introduction of plastic surgery certificates for use if surgery renders a tourist's face unrecognizable from their passport photo when returning home. And this, I guess, is the other reason medical tourism is booming. Not just the anxiety that leads people to have 3 days of serious tests on a healthy body, but the pressure to recapture a younger self somewhere in a business park in Turkey. Thousands of people are travelling there every year from the UK and to Mexico, South Korea and Thailand for hair transplant, cosmetic dentistry and rhinoplasty, operating on pieces of their bodies they have been persuaded, in pursuit of profits, to think of as flawed. They travel not because of the physical agony, but with a more generalised desperation, a shameful pain. This despite knowing the potential risks of surgery and the fact that even a successful operation will not guarantee happiness. Data compiled by the British Association of Aesthetic Plastic Surgeons, BAPS, revealed the number of people needing hospital treatment in the UK after getting cosmetic surgery abroad, including intensive care and emergency operations, increased by 94% in 3 years. At least 28 Brits have been on medical tourism trips to Turkey and then subsequently died since 2019. The appeal of travelling abroad for surgery is not so different from the appeal, I think, of travelling abroad. That promise of transformation, of returning home from a holiday relaxed and wiser and cured and beautiful. But the risks are greater than just missing a flight or losing luggage. There's also the risk, in 100 horrible ways, of losing yourself. Adapted from The Guardian, September 2024.